If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
One of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time, right? The group Chicago 25 or 6 to 4. Being honored by the people who give out the Grammys, the National Recording Academy. We're going to talk with one of the band's originals, our old pal Lee Loughnane. Coming up in a couple of minutes, it's Dean Richards in for Rokan today on WGN. Be here today, we'll be here tomorrow. I think I've done a show every Christmas Eve here on WGN, maybe for decades. Always wound up that I wound up, you know, whoever, whether it was Spike or whoever it was, you know, would be off on Christmas Eve. I would always be here. So it's kind of a nice tradition. I sort of enjoy it. We've got some special things planned for you. But it's never more exciting than when I can talk with my old pal Lee Loughnane on the telephone. Hello there, my friend.
How you doing? Great to be on the show.
It's great to hear your voice. It's always always great to hear your music. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'm calling at the last possible second. I'm sorry the day got away from me. But here I am at long last.
Here you are. You know, the life of a big-time rock and roll star. You know, you got to figure, you got a couple of things going on in your life. I wanted to call.
Yeah, I was watching Ray Donovan. Of all holiday shows to be watching.
Wow,
right?
See, a lot of people go with Jimmy Stewart, Bing Crosby. You go with Ray Donovan.
I
love that. There's so many
something
good
light.
There's so many good things to watch. I'll bet while you guys are on the road, you must spend a lot of time watching TV. You might be one of the best TV critics that there is.
Ask me a couple of questions. We'll see. Maybe I don't know anything.
So I wanted to call to congratulate you, Lee, on the latest achievement for the band of getting the Grammys, the Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Award. This is a hugely big deal for a band that's gotten, you know, every award that you can think of, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, and now to get this recognition from your colleagues in the music industry, I got to think is something kind of special for you guys.
It is amazingly special, and who would have thunk, you know, all this much time later that we'd still be able to do this for a living. And I'm ecstatic. You know, I can't wait to go to the Grammys. I'm going to bring my son with me and sit there and enjoy.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice honor. Do you place this kind of award, you know, someplace special in your heart, in your mind, as opposed to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as opposed to Grammy Awards, as opposed to everything else that this remarkable band has achieved through the years?
Well, it's yet another award that I didn't think would actually be coming to us. So to get it is another award that, you know, in the future can't be taken away. It's like hitting the king's keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
I got the key.
I got the keys. Do you reflect on your days in Chicago when you guys were, you know, first starting out? What is it, like over 50 years ago, right, that you started?
It's 50-plus years, 1967. Amazing. I have to pinch myself. But the most beautiful thing is, even after we get the award, we still get to work the next day.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people can't say that. They can't say that they're going to go out and do another 100 shows in 2020 like we can. So we got Peter Chiarelli making sure that we're going to keep working.
greatest manager a band could ever have, good old Peter.
Definitely.
The only
and
thing,
the fans are the greatest fans that a band could ever have, because without them, nobody, you know, they want to hear the songs that we put on the map, so we're going to go play them for them again.
Yeah, the last time that I saw you guys, you were doing kind of a, you know, one of these double shows where, you know, you do part of the show and then another great band or performer does part of the show, and this happened to be with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that was one of the most magical combinations together on one stage that I think I've ever seen in my life.
That was a lot of fun. We did it a number of times with them. We did it, I think, three times or maybe even four with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was a lot of horns. They probably had to have a couple of extra semi-trucks just for all the horns with those two bands.
Oh boy, was fun. Yeah. We're gonna do Rick Springfield this summer. We're gonna do about 40 shows with him.
I heard. I had wondered if one of those shows is going to be the one. I know you've got one coming to the Allstate Arena this summer. I wonder if that's going to be one of the Rick Springfield shows. I know you're also doing a show, I think, in Joliet. I think at the Rialto Square in the spring. As well. So nice.
In the spring?
The
spring probably won't be with them. The summer probably will.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What do you remember from the very beginning, Lee? Because you're one of the founding members. You and Jimmy Pankow and Robert Lamb. And
Robert,
I mean, you've got some. I mean, many of the originals are all still together. What do you remember best when you were young men starting off and you wanted to be rock and roll singers?
We just wanted to play music. I don't know if we never even were thinking at that time of making a record. We were just playing clubs and having a good time doing it. And then we moved out to California and ended up making that first album. We thought, okay, maybe now we're going to make an album, and you know, if that does well, maybe we'll get a second album. But to be talking to you 53 years later, that didn't enter our minds at all.
Isn't that something? Because
it is totally something. And the three guys that are with the band now were sitting in that room the first day we got together.
Yeah.
Me, Jimmy, and Robert.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's been a lot of different changes through the years, but there are three guys that remember what happened in the beginning and everything that's happened since.
Right, exactly. How long? Well, I thought for a minute that Walt Parizader was one of the originals as well. I guess he came a little later, right?
No. Walter was an original as well, but he's not able to go on the road with us anymore. He hasn't gone on the road with us since 15, 20 years now.
I gotcha. Okay, all right. So you guys are going strong on tour, and you know, for the holiday season, you guys just put out a new Christmas album, is that right?
We did, Chicago Christmas 2019, and it's doing well. It came out number one first week. Debuted number one. Who knew?
I like how you're always surprised when you guys are successful.
I am. Really, because it's, you know, it is not that easy. You know, people don't jump over themselves going, okay, when you're going to, you know, they ask us when we're going to make something new, but it's tough to get it played.
Yeah.
And right. So we're very fortunate that this one came out of the box number one.
Hey, Lee, I need to take a break to get a little traffic and weather in here real quick. But what I want to ask you is how the music business is now compared to when you first started, because now there's YouTube and all the online platforms and so many different places to get music heard.
Right.
I'm just curious from the band's perspective what that's like. Lee Locknane, one of the original members of the group Chicago, just announced going to be receiving the Grammy Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
421, this is Dean Richards in for Row. And our longtime pal Lee Locknane from the group Chicago is on the line with us. Congratulating him on the band's achievement of the Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Award. They have a brand new holiday album out called Chicago Christmas. Lee, this is a fantastic cut. of the old Bing Crosby song, White Christmas.
Right, and that one was actually on one of our previous Christmas albums, the What's It Gonna Be, Santa, I think that one was on. It was either that or Oh Christmas 3.
Oh, okay.
The new one has a couple of songs that are out right now as far as our singles. Sleigh Ride 2019, which is a different version that we recorded before.
Yeah.
And also all Around the World.
Okay.
All over the world.
I didn't even realize you had that many Christmas albums out.
We had four of them now.
I Googled. You guys are like the new Bing Crosby with all these Christmas albums. I Google Chicago Christmas, and this popped up, and I was listening to it. I was like, well, that's a cool sounding track. Let's play
a
little bit of that. You guys still sounded great. And we were, just before the break, we were talking about getting your songs played, getting your songs heard now.
Right.
It's so different from when you were first starting, you know, and trying to get your songs on the radio, on AM radio, when you guys were first starting back in the day. But, you know, these days, all you got to do, you know, you put songs up on the web, you put them on, some of the music platforms now. And that's the way exactly that people are retrieving music. What's that like from the performer's perspective?
Well, you would hope that it will sell through and that as many people as you can possibly get to hear it will hear it. And, as we've been talking, the Internet has been changing and growing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always something brand new to learn about it and something to figure out. So, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
But does it sure give, is cool to have that much stuff available.
I was going to say, and does it give the artist a little more flexibility and a little more freedom? You know, because everything before was dictated by the record companies. Now you guys can pretty much record whatever you want, I think, and put it on the web. I don't know if, you know, maybe contractually you still have to funnel it through record companies. I'm not sure how that works.
I think, as far as distribution, I think that's the thing you need the record companies for more than anything else now. But, they have the same capability of putting something up on the Internet as anybody else does.
Yeah, I know a lot of performers say that they love the flexibility, that they can go into a recording studio, lay some tracks down, and put it on the web, and, you know, within an hour, a million people have listened to it already on the web.
It's exactly. Amazing. That'd be great, yeah. I would love that, a couple million people. And we just played for a bunch of shows, TV shows, that 35 million people have the availability of seeing us, so 1% of them buy the record, we're good to go, right?
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. This is Dan, who is in Wisconsin, calling in for Lee Loughnane from the group Chicago, 312-981-7200. Hi, Dan.
Hey, I'm going to tie into the same category there, and as far as outreach worldwide, the group Leonid and Friends, are you familiar with them? It's
I am.
A Russian, yes. The fact that they picked Chicago to cover and almost exclusively cover, a great compliment to your band, but musically and technically, I think they're strong when I hear them. So just your thoughts on that. And before I go, the documentary by CNN, phenomenal. And thank you so much for all your entertainment over the years.
Yeah, the band that Dan is talking about is called Leonid and Friends. They are a Russian rock and roll band, a Russian cover band, and they only do Chicago songs by the group Chicago. I heard their music a year ago, a couple of years ago. I thought it was you guys, Lee. I thought it was you. That's how good they sounded.
Right, they're very good players, but thank God we wrote this stuff.
Cha-ching.
We got something.
Cha-ching.
We were talking about recording before. We don't go into the studio anymore. We have this a road rig that we can either record on the bus, in hotel rooms,
really?
and make it sound, it sounds as good as any studio in the world.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that absolutely amazing how portable everything is?
Totally amazing. Yes, it's as they invent new gear, myself and our engineer, Tim Jessup, he tests everything out to make sure it's what we need, and then we go get it.
Wow, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
So when there's a cover band that's, you know, a Chicago cover band, is that flattering to the group? You know, do people like that when there's something like that?
It's definitely flattering. I mean, you know, I think the ultimate honor is to have someone enjoy your music enough to want to play it for other people.
Yeah, it's just amazing, though, and I think it speaks to the universal quality of the music of the group Chicago. A band from Russia, I mean, of all places, to hear your songs, and they go, "We want to be like these comrades." And of course, they all sound like Boris Badenov there. So.
They do, right? And they go to, "Why don't you take a peek?" And for vacation.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. Here's Art calling in for Lee Lockney on WGN.
Hey, good afternoon. Hi, I'm sitting in my hi there. I'm raking leaves in my backyard and listening to the radio, and you brought back a big memory. 1967, McCormick Place burnt down. Where did you play the concert instead of McCormick Place?
Did you say it burnt down in 67?
I remember McCormick Place burnt down.
Wow. I think we were playing the Auditorium Theater around that time.
You were in the amphitheater, and you were the opening act. And it was CTA at that time, if I remember right.
Yep, exactly.
Wow, how
and
about
you know,
that?
Wait till you hear who else was on the bill. Uh-oh. They opened for Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Wow.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And some group called the Four Seasons closed.
How about that?
That's amazing, yeah.
Those old
1967 in January.
Those old cavalcade shows.
The Jersey Boys.
The Jersey Boys, exactly.
Exactly. So exactly. Enjoyed your music all these years, and especially that that concert. That was my first concert.
All right. Art, thank you for the call. You know, my favorite, I've seen so many of your concerts, but I've told you guys this story a million times, that as a young DJ, my first gig introducing a rock and roll band at a concert was you guys at Chicago Fest. Chicago Fest.
Yeah.
I want to say, you know,
that's
like
amazing.
Late 70s.
We've known each other a long time.
We have known each other too long. That's right. Lee, congratulations to you. So happy. Say hi to all the guys for me. And we look forward seeing you when you come to town. Have a very Merry Christmas. Love to you and your family.
Same to you. All right.
There's Lee Lockney from the group Chicago.